I got 261.18 kilometers in 24 hours, or literally just 800 meters further than the previous record holder.
Now, why did you quit your job to focus on running full time?
Yeah, I've been passionate about running and raising funds for cancer prevention for quite a long time, for the last 5 years, really. Just found that this is my call, where I'm more in peace with myself and where I can actually give some value back. It's just been a long process. I never thought I would actually get to this stage, to be honest with you.
Were you an endurance runner before you took this up as a full-time thing?
No, I actually started running when I moved to Australia in 2008. The turning point for me was when I lost my mum to pancreatic cancer. I found that going out for a long run would help me to put things in perspective. And basically, I started to go longer and longer. I started to find enjoyment in going long distances, because after 2 or 3 hours you are out running, your mind starts to quiet down, or at least for me. So I find it more as a meditative way for me. So we all live a very stressful life, and I used to have to work in a corporate job, very, very demanding. So running long distances helped me to deal with that.
It can be a beautiful, peaceful thing to do, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the key is to find enjoyment on what you do. And endurance for some people mean going out on a 5 kilometer run. For other people, 40 kilometers. The distance doesn't really matter. It's more about, enjoying what you're doing.
How did you build up to it physically? Was that difficult?
Yeah, for this particular challenge of the 24 hours on treadmill, it was very, very difficult. In the 6 months prior to the event, I basically ran most of my training on a treadmill in my garage in the middle of the night, just to get my body used to to running on the treadmill, which is very, very different from running on the road or anywhere else, really, because it's very repetitive movement. Also, because it was a 24-hour challenge, it was a quite fast speed. I needed to basically train my body also on all the nutrition and hydration and finding ways to cope with the physical stress. But most of all, it was training my mind, because I think everyone can relate on running on a treadmill is not the most enjoyable experience. And running for 24 hours was definitely mind over body.
Yeah, now I wonder if you get bored.
I got bored a million times. but during the race, we had planned different things to keep us entertained. The training was boring. I think the day in itself, it was so full of emotions and things to think about, that I didn't really get much time to be bored.
Luca Turini, our guest on ABC Radio Perth. I'm Jill. Luca is an endurance runner. And I wonder also, going back to what you said about that meditative value of it, if there's something beautiful about being bored, about being in that moment, that we don't do so much. You know, our minds always have to be busy. Is there something that you get out of it as well, being bored and allowing that to happen?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I think we tend to be busy all the time, and busy doesn't necessarily mean it's a good thing. So on the back of these long distance running, I also start to understand the importance of just think and meditate. So now, just recently, I started to meditate in the morning, and it makes a huge difference. So I think bored is probably sometimes a misused the term.
Now, how do you get, and I mean, you obviously do this really well and you've trained really hard and got through it, but for people who have not run before and haven't done endurance running, how do you get past that sort of first point of starting out and then pushing your body past those physical limits?
I believe it's all about, taking one step at a time, and also understanding that sometimes the limit is actually not physical, is mental. You can push your body to achieve incredible things if you have the right reasons for doing it. I said that the easiest way is probably to run with other people. As I said, I'd only started running in 2008, and the great thing about running is something that you can do everywhere, and you can find always people to run with you. So I guess I would certainly say that running with other people helps, especially on long endurance races or training runs. But also, if you want to take it a step further, I think, as I said, it comes down to what's at stake. So if you do it for a charity, or if you do it because you want to prove something to yourself, or whatever reason might be, I think when you raise the stakes, then you got the motivation to do incredible things.
And what do you love about it?
The sense of peace. I also like, the journey. I don't tend to compete against other people just because I find that takes away the reasons why I run. But I guess that everyone has demons or things they want to, or insecurities. Running long distances allows me also to put things in perspective. When I have problems in my life, or things that I'm not sure about, or the weight of responsibility of having children, a long run normally allow me to put things in perspective.
Luca Turini is an endurance runner, our guest on the program. You're travelling to Italy next year for a massive endurance test. What are you setting out to do?
The plan for next year is to run from the top of the Mont Blanc in Italy all the way down to Sicily. It's 2,000 kilometres run in 40 days. We'll be running an average of 50 kilometres a day for 40 days straight. And I'm going to do the run with another, famous ultra runner, really, in Australia, Pat Farmer. Together we'll be exploring Italy, and I'm going to show him, and we'll make a documentary, and so we're going to show him and the rest of our Australian friends. We're going to show Italy from the eyes of a local through running. So there's going to be a lot of running, but more wine, food and coffee.
Excellent. Perfect combinations. Luca, good luck with it, and what a wonderful thing to do. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.